We got two trees, blue cedars. They cost £90 each. That's a lot of money then, all them years ago. And the first thing I used to do in the mornings when we got to work was just see if it was all in order, anything sort of trees fell down, anything like that. I walked along, everything was, when I walked back again, this blue, particular blue cedar, it was stripped of all its branches. They'd all been cut off. Well, half an hour ago, it was lovely. So I went into the car park. That was before they built the new car park. Had a look around in the cars. And there was a little tiny mini traveller. I think called it a little mini traveller. I looked in there, and all the branches of this blue cedar were laying in the back of this. So I hung a belt. And the two ladies come back. They come from Harpenden. They'd come all the way from Harpenden. And they'd been over the market and bought flowers and everything. And I approached them. I said, excuse me. I said, in the back of your... I said, we've just lost a lot of branches like that from a tree that's been vandalised. I said, oh, they're all on the floor. We just picked them up off the floor. I said, well, I'm sorry, but half an hour ago they were growing. I said, they were growing. So they confessed that they had come for flower arranging. Come all off just for flower arranging. So they says, well, we'll pay you for it. I said, oh, sorry. I said, you just destroyed that tree, never grow again. I said, you destroyed the tree. I said, I'll have to report it. So I report them to the town hall, and the top man in the town hall, he came to see me. He says, thanks, Ray. He says, thanks for, unfortunately, he said, unless you actually see them cutting them, he said, if we took them to court, they'd be thrown out of court. He said, I will send them a strong letter. He said, that's all I can do.